So, Nelly and Maria, you have certainly been very busy. What you've proposed is a pretty extensive three-pronged advertising campaign, adding radio commercials to our usual press and poster exposure. You've costed all this within our budget, have you?
Yes. I've been over the figures, Malcolm. There is no way we could afford a TV campaign at present, but I think our budget allows for quite a saturation campaign on radio in the weeks leading up to the actual product launch.
OK, let's run with that. I want to see all the figures on my desk, though. Lee, can you get that to me by end of play today?
Well, we haven't costed every last item yet, Malcolm, but I can certainly get you the broad brushstroke figures.
Right. So, Kevin, any more news on the Supercore front? Have they decided to play ball yet?
Well, no, not exactly.
Oh?
I met with their whole buying department yesterday and did a full two-hour presentation. We also had some samples of the product, of course, and some mock-ups of the packaging.
And how did they go down?
Pretty positively on the whole. Everyone really liked the products.
Good.
Of course, some people liked some flavours more than others, but we expected that, naturally.
Of course.
But on the whole, the product satisfaction was pretty high. Up in the 90s, I'd say.
That's fine.
Did they comment on the main comparison to other brands?
Yes. They all said that the taste was just as good, if not better, than other healthy biscuits on the market. They didn't seem like they were too healthy, if you know what I mean. They still had the full flavour you need from a real biscuit.
So far, so good.
They weren't 100% taken with the packaging, though. We've gone for a traditional Scottish-themed packaging, as you know, to emphasise the traditional, natural goodness of the whole concept. But they were not sure if it wasn't a bit too old-fashioned and wouldn't appeal to a younger market.
Interesting one. We'll have to get back onto the design team and see if they can come up with something that's a bit more up-to-date without losing the traditional healthy image. Not an easy one to crack.
Well, I don't think it will take much. Just a bit more design flair, I'd say.
OK, let's see what they come up with.
Right.
But where does that leave us with Supercore? Are they in or out?
I'd say they are almost there, but not quite. We need something, and I'm not sure what, that would give them that last little extra push to commit.
Is it a financial thing? Lee, have you got any suggestions?
Well, we've offered them a really good discount deal on the quantities we've been talking about over the next 2 years. I don't really want to come in too low now, because they could use that as a precedent when it comes time to renegotiate the prices.
Credit terms?
No. We've already offered them the longest terms we can possibly live with. I don't want our cash flow to be compromised by going too far in that direction.
Right.
Not in current commercial conditions.
No, I see your point. So what can we do to move things along that little bit? Maria, you've been very quiet.
There is this National Food Fair coming up in 2 weeks' time. Kevin, you've organised a big stand and display at that, haven't you?
Yes, we always go in pretty big there. It's not just a trade fair, the public can go as well, and it attracts a whole lot of people who just like knowing about developments in the food industry. There are a lot of school parties as well. Teachers like it because it gives them a day out and some practical application of what they learn in class. Plus, it's good fun, of course. It always gives us a lot of publicity within the industry and outside for all our ranges. This year, including Country Crumbles. But how is that going to help us?
Well, I was just thinking, couldn't we organise a special sort of competition based on Country Crumbles, and offer the winner a world holiday or something? That would raise the profile of the brand. The costs would be negligible in the context of our overall budget, and it would show Supercore that we were really serious about making the product a big name in the market.
That might work. You'd need to work out some second and third prizes as well, of course, not just one big one.
All right.
Can you and Nelly work something out along those lines and report back to me in a couple of days, Maria?
Yep.
There's not much time to waste, if the fair is in a couple of weeks.